Srila Vyasadeva, not only to all of us sitting in this room, but to each and every person in the entire world. If we trace the history of the world back a few ages, Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, we will find a combination of a speaker and a hearer. And if this combination was there, then transcendental knowledge could be spoken and received. And upon receiving transcendental knowledge, one could attain liberation if he realized the content of that knowledge and applied it in his life as an abhyas or daily practice. What is that combination? One is that the guru or the speaker of transcendental knowledge had to be a Shruti Dhara. Shruti Dhara means he holds the Shrutis, like Murli Dhara, Haladhara, Shruti Dhara. He holds the Shabda Brahma, the spiritual sound vibration. He's holding it in his mind, he's worshipping it in his heart, and he's dedicating his senses, Karmendriya and Gyanendriya, to executing and following the teachings of the Shrutis. That's the qualification of the guru, the Shruti Dhara. The prospective candidate, or Shishya, or Chela, to receive this transcendental knowledge in Satyayuga, in Treta-yuga, in Dwapara-yuga, he or she also had to be a Shruti Dhara. There were no books. There were no written books. The book was your memory. Your Shruti Dhara means photographic memory. You hear your guru speak the Shabda Brahman, the Veda, the spiritual knowledge of Yajurveda, the original Veda, Yajurveda. You hear, and because you're a Shruti Dhara, you have pure mind, peaceful, controlled senses, and an extremely powerful memory, like so many gigabytes of memory, thousands and thousands of gigabytes of memory. You hear from your Shruti Dhara guru, and you're a Shruti Dhara shishya, or disciple, then you receive transcendental knowledge. This was what was required to actually follow the spiritual life or take up yoga of jhana. You have to be Shruti Dhara. And to be a guru, you have to be Shruti Dhara, because if you couldn't have a library, there's no such thing as having a library or having a bookshelf. And with the speaker having computers, with everything on the computer. This, between the 2 years, this was everyone's go down, this was everyone's library, bookshelf, at least it was a bookshelf. So Vyasadeva, appearing at the end of Dwapara Yuga as the incarnation of Krishna, literary incarnation, Krishna came as Vyasadeva to write down the Vedas, to record them as books. So he wrote down all the Vedas in the Sanskrit language, and then he specifically summarized them in Vedanta Sutra and commented on them in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he elaborated them into stories for the common people. Sri Suga, Rigavanda, as he explained, in the Puranas and then the Mahabharata. These were specific shastras that Vyasadeva penned, aside from compiling all the other Upanishads and Shrutis. So this was his contribution he made because he saw that now Dwapara Yuga is about to end. In the future of Kali Yuga, there will be no Shruti Dharas. There will be no Shruti Dhara gurus and no Shruti Dhara shishyas. So how will people receive transcendental knowledge in the age of Kali? So I better write everything down to make it accessible. So he wrote down the Vedic literature. He compiled it and recorded it all in Sanskrit language. Because 5,000 years ago in Dwapara Yuga, this was the world language, Sanskrit. And as we trace language, the etymology, the science of language in different countries around the world, we'll find remnants of Sanskrit. A common name for girls in Estonia is Radha. R-A-D-H-A, Radha. Maybe D-A, Radha. In any way, you'll see that there's the Krishna River, the Krishna River in Russia. So you'll find these remnants of Sanskrit. Language all over the world, because that was the world language at the end of Dwapara Yuga. So Vyasadeva wrote everything in Sanskrit. And then, to make the Vedas even more accessible, he took the original Yajurveda and divided it into four.
Veda, Sama Veda, and Rig Veda. So now there's four Vedas. And he told four of his leading disciples, you take one Veda and go in different directions and spread these teachings. The four prominent disciples. So now here's the Vedas. They're accessible to everyone. No more Shuddha required. Open the book, read it. Yajur Veda, Dharma Veda, Sama Veda. Sanskrit language, wonderful. But then what happened? Kaliyuga came in. And the Bhagavatam is explaining in its predictory verses. Mother Samantha Matriya, Mother Bhagavati Matrata. What are the characteristics and lakshana of people in Kaliyuga? They're short-lived, they're foolish, they have weak memory power, don't have any intelligence, and they're unfortunate and always disturbed. So much mana chakra, so much agitation, problems. And most importantly, as Kaliyuga would enter, not only were there no Shukidaras as gurus, and no Shukidaras as shishya, no one knows Sanskrit. Who knows Sanskrit anywhere around the world? Even in India, which is the fountainhead of Sanskrit, only a few people know Sanskrit. So now, again, the Vedas became covered. The Vedas became hidden, locked in the ancient language of Sanskrit. Extremely esoteric and complicated. 56 letters. English has 26. There's 56 in Sanskrit. So now, in the age of Kali, how will people unlock, how will people receive this transcendental knowledge of Veda? How will people take up spiritual life? How will they make spiritual progress? Yesterday was left, ironically, he's hiding himself in the mountains, in his rupa, doing bhajan. And his preachers have already left, his disciples have left this world. So now here's the entire collection of Vedic knowledge is locked in Sanskrit. So Yesterday has to come again. Because now the Vedas have again become inaccessible. Just at the end of Dwapara, the Vedas became inaccessible because people's brains degenerated. There were no Shukidara gurus or disciples. Veda became inaccessible. So he wrote them down. Here, read them in Sanskrit. Prabhupada said in one lecture today, it takes 12 years to learn Sanskrit grammar. Everyone's heard this in the folio. 12 years to learn Sanskrit grammar. Okay. How many years? We only live to be 50. So how are we going to learn Sanskrit, then study the shastras, then follow the teaching, then realize and attain mukti or train down Vrindavan? So Vyasadeva appeared again in 1896 in Calcutta. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we have to see Guru as a representative of Vyasadeva. So how much is Srila Prabhupada the direct representative of Vyasadeva? Vedanta Krit. He wrote the Vedas in an accessible language. And he specifically took the Vedas that Vyasadeva wrote. Vyasadeva wrote the Puranas. Vyasadeva wrote Vedanta Sutra. So Prabhupada said, alright, I am representing Vyasadeva. Now these Vedas are locked in Sanskrit. They're inaccessible to the world of Frenchmen, Germans, Americans, Indians. I have to make them accessible. I must put them in the world language. So the world language is English. This is the world language everywhere around the world. Everyone's going. So Prabhupada, he said, what are the key scriptures? What are the most important scriptures? What are the 18 Puranas? So what is the best Purana? Amaram Purana, Paramahamsa Samhita, Ramayanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described Srimad Bhagavatam as Amaram. And it is the natural commentary of the Vedanta Sutra. So the first Vedic literature that was in Sanskrit, inaccessible, Prabhupada made accessible, is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is all the Puranas and Vedanta Sutra in one. Now, the next thing is the 180 Upanishads, which were written by Vyasadeva. Now Vyasadeva and Srimad Prabhupada is acting, oh, the 180 Upanishads, people in Kaliyuga, they can't even count to 180. If they don't have a handheld computer, they can't even count 1, 2, 3, 108. So better I give them one Upanishad, which will be the essence, will teach the Sara, the Vedanta Sara. What is that Upanishad? Isha Upanishad. So Prabhupada took all that 108 Upanishads and wrote one, Isha Upanishad. Now the Mahabharata. Mahabharata 100,000 slogans here, read the story, study, get the biology, get the idea. But what's the essence of Mahabharata? So Prabhupada is representing the oxidative thinking, I have to present the Mahabharata, but people can't read. They can read 100,000 slogans, they'll sleep for 100,000 days. So he said, let me give the essence of Mahabharata. What is the essence of Mahabharata? Bhagavad Gita, as it is. The Prabhupada, he took the whole Mahabharata verse. We don't have time for that. 100,000 verses. Here's 710 verses. Study these, read these, follow these. Mahamana, 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 So here, Srila Prabhupada is a representative of Srila Vyasa. He puts it in English. So anyone around the world has it in English. But then he's thinking, but not everyone has such easy access to English. So then he decided, like Vyasa, he took four disciples, and he split the Vedas into four. That's what Vyasa means, to split. He split the Vedas into four and sent them out in four directions. Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Rig Veda, Tara Veda. So then Prabhupada thinks, So he took his leading disciples, and then he sent them out in four directions and created four DDTs. American DDT, French DDT, German DDT, and Indian DDT. So the leading disciples went in four directions and started four DDTs. Then he started translating from English world language into Hindi, into French, into German, and now there's 40 different languages. So who is more the personification of the mercy and embodiment of the teachings and example of the Yasudeva and this entire planet and his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada? So the day of the Yasudeva is very clear for any of us to see why Prabhupada, what he did to make the Vedas accessible to everyone. Every single person in your own life, if you don't have to learn Sanskrit, you don't have to be a Shukhi Dada. If you speak French, read the Bhagavad Gita. If you speak Bengali, read the Bhagavad Gita. If you speak Ruski, read the Bhagavad Gita. Or Russian, whatever it is. You read the Bhagavad Gita. If you speak Swahili, you read the Bhagavad Gita. If you speak Chinese, type all. This is Chinese. This means I love Krishna. So if you speak that, here's the Chinese teacher for you. Because the lesson is backwards, you start on the back side and read the other way around. So everyone in every country has a Bhagavad Gita as it is, the Bhagavad Gita, the Isha Upanishad, the primary Vedas are in your hand in your language. Read, realize, perfect your life, and go back home, back to God. This is the contribution of Srila Vyasadeva who appeared in 1896. To bless everyone. He really Srila Prabhupada's Vyasadeva. He's walking, talking, speaking, acting, contributing as Srila Vyasadeva to each and every jiva on this planet. So this is very easy. We wanted to speak some other things, but I think we're out of time.